We have a bit of a spelling test today. What is that word? Can anybody sound that word out? What do you think? Peace. Nice. Who said that? Nice job. Peace. Good job. Peace. Good job, Arlo. What is that? Peace. Yes. Is that like peas and carrots?
No.
I'm not real crazy about peas. What is it? What is peace? That's all.
It's kind of like a ball.
It's kind of like a ball? What is it? You said no, Madden. What is it?
It's when you get a low time.
When you get a low time? So it's kind of a calmness? Nice job. It's a hard word. Peace is a hard word, even for grown-ups. I could say cat or dog. It's pretty easy to figure out what that is. There's a cat that runs around outside. His name is Charlie. Maybe you've met Charlie. It's easy to, there's a cat. I can say, that's a cat. That's what cats look like. But peace, sometimes it's different things for different people. Here's a picture. This is a place called Times Square. Does it seem a little busy?
Yeah.
There's so many people in that picture, I couldn't even count them. And all that yellow in the middle, well, that's a bunch of cars, taxi cabs. There's people everywhere. There's somebody over here. I noticed there's somebody down in here. They're sitting at a table. They're trying to have lunch. And there's people running all over. There's people taking pictures. They're walking across the street. Horns are honking. Buses are stopped. Is that peaceful? It seems busy, doesn't it? Some folks who live there are used to that, and they may find that peaceful, and others may not. It is very busy. How about this one? There's like a walking trail. There's some people here walking. Looks like they're going through a wheat field or something. There's a farm over here. Does it seem a little bit more peaceful?
Yes.
That helps me to understand, because this kind of stuff stresses me out. But I find it a little more peaceful when it's quiet and I can hear the birds. I can hear the wind blowing. Yeah. So that's kind of a thing that describes peace. When Jesus came to see the disciples, he walked right in. The door was locked. How did he get in there? The door was locked. There were no windows open. How did Jesus just walk right through that door? He did a miracle. Good job, Tyson. Who's the only one that can do miracles?
Jesus.
Good. You guys are so smart. Good job. That's exactly right. He walked right through there, and the first thing he said was peace. Peace be with you. And that's another miracle. He's the only one that can give peace between you and God. And that's what he did. Is that kind of a cool deal? What is that? What is peace with God look like? Sometimes we say, what does it feel like? But sometimes it doesn't feel the same. You ever have a rough day? Does God still love you?
Yes.
When you have a good day, does God love you?
Yes.
That's how I understand peace. Even when I'm having a bad time, he's still there and he still loves me. That's, for me, that's peace with God. Is that kind of a cool deal? Kind of an easy way to help? Should we pray to him? He loves it when we talk to him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that they know you, that they know that you are the only one that can do miracles. Lord, we especially thank you that you know them, that you have saved them. And Lord, that we ask that as they grow bigger and taller, which they are quickly doing, we ask that you would help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.